Hello everyone. Today we are going to do one of the most well-known meditations in the world. In the East, they call it the Metta Meditation, which we translate as the Meditation of True Love. This meditation was invented by Buddha, whom I am sure you have heard of. He is that kind and compassionate teacher, the one who appears in images and statues, calm, with a good-natured face and a sweet smile on his face. Well, that's it. And he created it to help us all, on the one hand, to scare away fear, anger, and all kinds of discomfort. And on the other, to fill our hearts with beautiful feelings. Do you want to do it together? Well, let's go. You can start by sitting with your legs crossed, like your parents or teachers do when they meditate. Or you can also lie down comfortably to do this meditation. Are you already settled? Well, now I invite you to bring your attention inward. Observe very carefully and see if you can hear your own heartbeat. Listen in the silence. And now, if you want, you can place your hands across your chest and feel the warmth of your own hands. Do you feel it? You can take advantage of this moment to thank your heart that fills you with life and also teaches you to love. You can even give it a big smile full of joy. Imagine that inside you, around your heart, there is a golden light, full of little sparks of light. Breathe in that golden light. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. How do you feel? Are you relaxed? Are you comfortable? Have you been able to breathe in all those sparks of light? How are you? Well, now I would like you to give yourself a hug. Yes, just as if you were your best friend. Hug yourself very affectionately, as if you loved yourself very much. And breathe gently while you say these words to yourself. I wish for myself to have joy. I wish for health, tranquility, and peace. I wish to be happy and breathe with a smile on your face. And now imagine that your arms get longer and longer and that with those long arms you can hug your parents, your siblings, friends, family, even your pet at the same time. Imagine that you have them all in your arms. Now that you have them, send them loving thoughts as well, telling them, I wish you all well, healthy, calm, and peaceful. I wish you much joy and happiness. Quote. Hug them all with much love. Now I propose something a little difficult. Let's see if you can do it. Do you dare? Could you imagine hugging a child with whom you don't get along very well? Think that he or she probably also has problems and that sometimes he or she also feels confused or angry like you, although sometimes he or she doesn't know why. Would you be able to give him or her a hug or a handshake or at least give him or her a kind look? Well, if you want, you can also wish that he or she can solve his or her problems, that he or she can make peace with you or with other children. Wish him or her peace of heart and that he or she can also be happy. And breathe a sigh of joy because your heart is so full of love that you have been able to do something that is quite difficult. Although if you have not yet been able to imagine it, don't worry either. You will see that if you continue doing this meditation, little by little you will achieve it and you will see that you feel very happy. Trust in yourself and trust in me too, okay? And we will continue doing magic. Now imagine how your arms continue to grow even longer, so much so that they reach to embrace the entire earth and all its inhabitants, men, women, children and grandparents, dogs, cats, birds and fish, all the mountains and forests, all of Mother Earth. You can feel the entire earth in your arms. Hug them all and wish them that everyone is well, that there is no suffering, that you have health, tranquility, and that there is peace in the world. And say with conviction, I wish that we all have joy and that we all be happy. Send all these wishes to the entire earth and to all who inhabit it. And now breathe. Breathe. Observe carefully how you feel. Sigh. Bring your hands to your heart, filling yourself with joy and happiness. And therefore, quietly, you can say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And little by little, when you stop hearing the sound of the bowl, you can open your eyes again. Remember that many small people in small places doing small things can change the world. Have a beautiful day.